Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is Sunday morning, 10:30 Montreal time. We hope you are having a great weekend.
That's the voice of Sheldon Harvey, one of the hosts of the International Radio Report on CKUT in Montreal. Well, he did it again. He did it again. Over the past few weeks, I've been listening to the show and paying more attention to it than I normally would, because I started noticing a lot of inaccuracies on some of the stories they've been reporting on. Today were probably two of the biggest blunders. One of the stories they first reported on was the murder of Canadian broadcaster Bill Powers in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Now, the story was first published on July 5th. It was in the Globe and Mail. And they read the story as if, well, there was nobody charged for murder yet. Well, this is incorrect. If they had checked the story that was updated only 2 hours after it was published on July 5th, they would have found out that Derek Puffer, who is Bill Powers' stepson, was charged with two counts of second-degree murder. So there was 2 days to see if anything on this story had changed, but they didn't do anything. The second big mistake on this week's show was the story they had about Cambodia. Now, last week, early last week, that is, the Cambodian government announced that foreign relays of content from Radio Australia, Radio Free Asia, and other stations would not be allowed in the country during its national elections. Now, this is how Sheldon Harvey reported on this on the International Radio Report on Sunday, July 7th.
The first one comes through Reuters News Service out of Washington. And we always talk about the importance of radio, particularly in countries where there is upheaval, where there are, you know, powerful regimes in place, military coups taking over. We saw the activities in Egypt this week with the military forcing the president out of office and a new one taking over. Media always plays an important role in situations like that around the world, and we have a couple cases of that happening this time around. This story is involving Cambodia in Southeast Asia, and the headline from Reuters is Cambodia bans foreign media content on local radio. Cambodia has banned local radio stations from broadcasting content from foreign media in the run-up to a general election next month, and told them to stop carrying reports on foreigners playing any role in the campaign. Prime Minister Hun Sen, one of the world's longest-serving leaders, has total control of local television and most radio stations, and his Cambodian People's Party is expected to win the July 28th election. Radio Free Asia, one of the two U.S.-funded stations offering programs in the Khmer language through local radio and free from government influence, said the media censorship would hinder democratic elections. The U.S. strongly criticized the move, and State Department spokesman Patrick Ventrell said on Friday that it was a serious infringement of freedom of press freedom. The restriction called into question whether the July 28th vote would be free and fair. But an official at the Information Ministry, Chum Sochit, said foreign radio stations could still air shows on shortwave transmissions. He added that the directive asking local FM radio stations not to air Khmer language shows produced by foreign radio until after the July 28th election was to allow for, quote-unquote, fair campaigning for all parties. The directive, dated on Tuesday and signed by Acting Information Minister Auk Pratna, ordered all FM stations to stop rebroadcasting radio programs from foreign stations during the month-long campaign period, which began on Thursday, right through until Election Day. It threatens legal action if they fail to comply. This directive is a serious infringement of freedom of the press and freedom of expression and starkly contradicts the spirit of a healthy democratic process, Ventrell said at the State Department. He urged the Cambodian government to reconsider. Radio Free Asia said its Khmer service had been dropped by 10 stations It called the directive the most sweeping and stunning frontal assault on media freedoms in Cambodia in recent memory. The Voice of America also condemned it, saying it deprives the Cambodian audiences of critical news and information on the election. These types of balanced and informative broadcasts are needed more than ever during the election, and we condemn any effort to silence the media. Both the Washington-based networks, which receive U.S. government funds, say they would broadcast by shortwave radio, satellite, and on the Internet. And Radio Australia, which also broadcasts in Khmer, would be affected too, Radio Free Asia reported. But foreign broadcasts from Voice of Vietnam and China Radio International and French public radio RFI would not, as they operate their own stations in Cambodia. So basically what this is any local stations that would pick up foreign reports from other services are instructed not to air them on their local stations. But this, again, is giving you the importance of international broadcasting, and you know, they're not being barriers to stopping these international broadcasters. Yeah. So
they look at it as foreign interference, I guess.
Yeah. And of course, they don't want those opinions coming into the country and sort of clouding people's minds. And you know, democratic elections are, you know, simply in some cases just a word on paper. And when you see this type of thing going on and these edicts coming down from the government in power, you know, you kind of wonder, well, just how fair and democratic are these elections going to be? So hopefully, you know, people in these countries do a lot of shortwave listening and they know that there are alternative sources out there. But many countries have decided to put foreign programming on domestic radio stations so that the average person can hear them on their local AM or FM radio station. This instruction from the existing government basically warns the radio stations not to do that any longer.
Now, for just over 5 minutes, Sheldon Harvey was going on about this ban that the Cambodian government put on foreign radio content from broadcasters like Radio Free Asia, Radio Australia, and others. 5 minutes, I think that's fair. That's fair. But was there any mention at all that the decision had been reversed? It was reversed almost 24 hours after the Cambodian government put it in place. That was 6 days ago. 6 days ago. Reuters even updated their story, as well as other international news sites like The Voice of America, Radio Australia, BBC World Service. The list goes on and on. But was there any mention at all that the Cambodian government, because of pressure, reversed the decision to have foreign content on the air during the national elections? Not one mention. All this did was give listeners the impression that the ban is in place and they were banning all foreign content, which was completely untrue. Now, these are just two examples that I noticed over the last few weeks. The odd thing about it is that the show is live. It's done at 14:30 UTC or 10:30 local Montreal time. Now, don't tell me there is no way to verify these stories before going on air to make sure the information you have is correct. Now, if I just picked out these two, I wonder, how many more are there? Come on, guys, really.